AM.
Welcome back to the Wednesday evening edition of Power Business. The cannabis industry has been a big talking point since that seminal constitutional court judgment a couple of years ago that said, well, actually, it is not particularly constitutional to prevent people from consuming cannabis. Since then, there's been developments on the commercial side, and leading that particular commercialization project has been Labatt, the JSE listed company. To talk us through the latest developments since then, we're joined by the group executive for business development, Herschel Mustob. Herschel, since 2019, Labatt has been big in this mission of saying, wait, hold on, there's clearly a market here to be exploited in relation to the cannabis industry. What have you announced recently?
Well, so thank you very much, Kaya. Good to talk with you. It's obviously a very, very exciting time for us. We ended the year very, very strong with our capital raising activities showing very, very positive and impactful results. We also listed on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. And today we listed some of the acquisitions that we have made. And today particularly is the announcement of the acquisition of Ecolife, which is majority Miami owned, and we now have 100% of the business and making that proposition available in South Africa.
So this particular acquisition, I imagine that it widens the spectrum of what it is that you guys are currently exploring within the cannabis and cannabis product related industry. Talk us through what Ecolife actually does.
Well, Ecolife was based in the United States. United States is the single largest market in the world. We are effectively a data-driven business to make a competent and a viable corporate of economic proposition. And one follows the data, one follows that which happens in the largest markets in the world. They have about 3 or 4 years ahead of us. And with the prolific kind of economic impact this had in the U.S. economy and internationally, we ensured that we were relevant and that we were highly applicable as far as the proposition locally is concerned in South Africa in order to have a product available on the shelf from a retail perspective. Those products are largely coming in from abroad. And when people meander and people enter the South African market, we are rather observant of who it is that's making progress in this market. And by virtue of that, we have approached and propositioned Ecolife to make an acquisition in order to retain the value of this market in South Africa.
In addition to that, I had to learn a new word in preparation for this. What on earth is a smokable hemp, Herschel?
Well, a smokable hemp is really the material from the CBD cultivar. So this is not the material that gives the psychoactive impact on the body. Hemp is a material that can be smoked, and the bioavailability from hemp is available in the system in order to for the body, for the uptake of the CBD molecule, as it were. And so what you take into the body for the purposes of that availability for a smoker, the delivery system, as we refer to it, of a combustible, of a smokable, is what hemp is able to deliver.
Okay, I'm learning a lot. I definitely need to understand that a bit more. You've obviously gone on a capital raise. I mean, since 2019, you've obviously been trying to build up your healthcare business. Why Frankfurt?
Well, Germany certainly is the largest market in Europe. It's the second largest in the world next to and after America. Currently, it's worth about half a billion euro. By 2025, we're looking at 3.2 billion euro. And over the next 5 years, 6 years, we're looking at the 7.7 billion market value. What's important here is that cannabis is an international business. And it was important for us, based on our perspective of a reluctance of foreign direct investment in new commodities in South Africa, we thought we'll take the Southern African proposition to the European market. And in Germany already, insurance companies are reimbursing cannabis medicinal patients for the medication that they are taking. There's a new coalition government that is regulating cannabis in a far more liberal way. It's a huge market. And for us to represent the African proposition in their faces, directly right there, it was a very, very important decision for us to make.
Very interesting there. There's also going to be the question of distribution, getting your footprint across the country. A couple of years ago, a lot of people would have been very anxious about anything involved in the cannabis business. I think those anxieties had largely gone. How are you then putting together a footprint to make sure that your products are accessible to us wherever we may be?
Well, you know, it is a new category in the economy, and how you show up is very, very important. We take very seriously the leadership from our board, from our CEO, Mr. Brian van Rooyen, is such that we focus on the aspects of consumer education. We have to demystify this new commodity in the sector. It's important that we deal with the issues of thought leadership, that we inform the regulatory framework, that we do deal with stakeholder involvement or stakeholdership, as it were, in the South African economy, the South African cannabis economy, as it matures over time. So it's very important that we take this route as far as a first mover in the cannabis economy is concerned. We're a stock exchange listed business. We're obliged to adhere to the IFRS, which is the International Financial Reporting Standards. There's a prerequisite as far as corporate governance is concerned. So we represent integrity and we represent cannabis and we inform the consumer and the market with regard to that which is viable economically.
The compliance dimension, I suppose, is remarkably important, in particular when an industry is emerging where regulators probably don't know what it is that market participants are eventually going to try and do. How far are we in ensuring that the rules of the game are well understood by everyone? Because, again, there's still going to be limitations around who you probably can sell to, given the nature of the products that we're dealing with.
Well, the nature of the product is such that you're able to get a license to cultivate it for the export market. At the same time, people are able, citizenry is able to cultivate it for their private use. It's important that we understand that the market will mature and so too the regulatory framework will adjust accordingly. I do give significant credit to our regulatory kind of agencies in South Africa. We do know what we are doing and we are meandering into this space in an educated way, in a data-driven way, and in a very, very stable way, ensuring that there is sustainability, that there is a broad-based enabling kind of beneficiation that takes place in such a way that we do not, in this instance, have a commodity that is available economically that alienates and isolates those on the ground in South Africa.
Not too long ago, the type of things that we're talking about were prohibited in one way or another because it looked like government was keen to prohibit absolutely everything that politicians didn't need. I think we're beyond the age of hard lockdowns, and I imagine that you do not expect any further disruptions into your business in the short term?
Well, I think that the conversation, the dialogue between all of the regulatory kind of agencies, the dialogue between ourselves as a listed business in cannabis with government stakeholders is such that it is a dialogue that is progressive. It's a dialogue that is in the interest of economic development in South Africa. And I do believe that the constraints and challenges are slowly but surely dissipating in the interest of a proper economic proposition.
Very interesting dimensions and developments there in the cannabis industry. I'm still yet to explore, but I think the way Labatt is doing things, I'm getting a greater sense of comfort that perhaps I should try some of their products. Thank you very much. Heschel Mastop is the Director of Business Development at Labatt at 7 p.m.